USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Following multiple deadly mass shootings on the West Coast, the White House is renewing calls.
President Biden urging Congress to send him an assault weapons ban.
President Biden, like most Americans, believes that this is an urgent issue.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said California Senator Dianne Feinstein reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban and legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. I'm John Schaefer.
There are thousands of utility customers without power, and damage is being reported in the wake of a tornado that hit parts of Houston, Texas, Tuesday. This man told KPRC-TV what it was like.
You just heard a big boom. The back windows blew out of the house, and we just started seeing stuff flying past the house.
So far, no reports of any serious injuries. Investigators with the U.S. Justice Department now looking into classified documents that were uncovered at the Indiana residence of former Republican Vice President Mike Pence. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham reacting Tuesday.
You got Trump, you got Pence, you got Biden. The only thing I think you'll find at my house is a bunch of Chick-fil-A bags on the floor.
Federal investigations into classified records handling are now ongoing against all three. Worth noting, the only case which has involved an FBI raid is the one involving Trump. The Biden administration will join several new states and the former Trump administration in being among those lined up against tech giant Google on antitrust grounds. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced a new federal lawsuit against Google Tuesday, accusing the tech giant
monopolizing the market for the technology used by publishers to offer ads on their websites and monopolizing the market for the ad network technology that advertisers use to buy digital advertising space.
Attorneys for the tech company say it is a losing argument. A similar lawsuit against Google was filed by the Trump administration and several states back in late 2020. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
One person dead after a small plane crashed in Indianapolis. This happened Tuesday afternoon when police say a small aircraft crashed on railroad tracks on the south side of the city near the university. Investigators are asking anyone with video footage of the incident to come forward. A former FBI agent accused of having corrupt ties to the Kremlin through a top Russian oligarch, now out on personal recognizance bond after facing a judge in New York City. Correspondent Ken Delanian explains more about the case involving Charles McGonigal,
head of the counterintelligence division in the New York City office. And in that capacity, his job was in part to protect the United States from malign foreign influence. But what these two cases, one brought in New York, one brought in D.C., what they add up to is that they're accusing him of profiting from malign foreign influence.
McGonigal retired from the FBI in 2018. He could face decades behind bars if convicted. A top executive for Live Nation is coming to affiliate Ticketmaster's defense in the wake of a mishap involving an upcoming Taylor Swift concert tour. A massive ticket glitch being blamed on automated bots.
While the bots failed to penetrate our systems or acquire any tickets, the attack requires to slow down and even pause our sales. This is what led to a terrible consumer experience.
Live Nation President and CFO Jeff Burke told the Senate Judiciary Committee investigating Ticketmaster's dominance in the ticketing industry. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.